We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
That first game against the Chiefs, was that maybe one of your more frustrating games?
I think it was a matter of how my body was feeling and going into that game. And I know I wasn't able to play as many snaps and be as effective as I wanted to be, but I feel better where I am today than I was going into that game. I feel a good amount better. I mean, no one's 100% at this point of the journey. That's why it's just about getting as close to 100% if you can. I feel better than I did that week.
T.J. Watt, a new man, ready to wreak havoc Sunday night on a poor soul named Andrew Wiley. One of the Steelers' best hopes, best shots of upsetting the Chiefs as a 13.5-point underdog is T.J. Watt having a big game. And to break it down, former Steeler and former T.J. Watt teammate Arthur Motes back on with us. Hello, Arthur.
Well, hello there. How art thou?
You think Andrew Wiley's going to have nightmares tonight, tomorrow night, like Eric Fisher would with James Harrison?
Not yet, but I'm hoping that come Monday this time, yes, he will, because he will have experienced the real T.J. Watt and not the imitation that showed up the last
the
time we played this
Watt.
Guy. Correct. He hasn't experienced real T.J. Watt, so he doesn't have to have nightmares. If anything, he's probably feeling really confident. But
the false sense of security.
Absolutely, because, of course, if you're in Kansas City, you're selling him on what? Hey, man, we know this guy's elite, but last time we played him, I don't care
you
if he,
shut
was
him down.
He was out there. You shut him down. If he's on the field, he's 100% good to go. We know that's how we operate. So if you're Kansas City, if you're Andrew Wiley, that's definitely what you're thinking. But if you're TJ, you know the real you has not been in Kansas City just yet. And hopefully the real you, based on what he's saying, should be showing up Sunday night.
The problem I have with making the sort of statement that T.J. Watt being healthy and Andrew Wiley having gotten worked over badly in the Super Bowl in that game last year being like a huge difference is, Arthur, the Chiefs are bringing back somebody else in this game who didn't play in the first game, who is one of the perfect antidotes to a pass rush. That guy that wears 87 named Kelsey, who you can throw a six-yard pass underneath to, and then he runs through eight players for a 50-yard game.
He knows what it's like to lose a playoff game to the Steelers, Malzi.
Absolutely. So, I mean, like I said, if you want to crown him, you could crown him. But last time I was in Arrowhead for a playoff game, it was a little bit different. That's all. So I get what you're saying about Travis Kelsey. I hear all that. But at the end of the day, Andrew Wiley is going to have his hands full.
Who was the quarterback for the Chiefs that day?
If I remember correctly, it was Alex Smith leading them to the number two overall seat like they currently are under Mahomes.
Good point. Very good point.
Would you say that Alex Smith is a quarterback who is comparable to Patrick Mahomes?
Well, will it sound like you're seeking a lot of comfort? Andy Reid was the head coach. I believe Tyreek Hill was on the roster, and that tight end that you're referring to was there as well.
Very good comeback, Arthur. So there's a checklist. NFL Network put together a Steelers upset checklist. Here are the things that need to happen in this game. And no, Chris, the first one
is this a long list? I feel like this list is going to be
the first one
long.
Isn't like a asteroid hits the Chiefs team bus. Okay,
I'm Arthur, already this is, you over he's there.
Is there COVID related on anything on this list?
Arthur, this is the old Chris Jericho skit in WCW where he unrolled a scroll as the man of a thousand holes.
Another wrestling reference. Do you have a bet with Donnie to make one every hour of the show? Because that's 3 for 3 so far.
No, but if I did, that would be pretty cool on my part.
Well, I smell what you're cooking. How about that?
Damn.
Oh, I thought Pony. No, hold on, Arthur.
Well,
you
I
can't
am the
say
Rock
that.
Of this show.
Pony said that if this show was Jumanji, he gets to be the Rock. I'm Jack Black. And what are you, Donnie? Oh,
Donnie's wow. Kevin Hart.
Yeah, Donnie's Kevin Hart somehow in this situation.
Not bad. All right, so this is the checklist. The NFL Network says if the Steelers are going to do the unthinkable and upset the Chiefs, all of these things need to happen. So I'm going to run by you guys. I'm going to give you each item on the checklist, the to-do list for the win. You tell me if you think there's a high probability that there's a good chance of it happening, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We'll start with Arthur, then you'll go, Chris, then Donnie, and I'll hit cleanup because...
You're the
now,
Rock.
Yes.
Now, do you want one word just, I mean, in terms of just
no,
the
he
answer?
Didn't, no, he didn't
Or do you
specify.
Want to elaborate?
You can expand right, you know. If you'd like, yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
All it right, doesn't check. Have to be like Starkey doing the word association where if you say right. more than a
First
word, he gets
one,
mad.
T.J. Watt has to have a 3-sack game.
Low probability of that happening, but I do feel like it's very high in the sense of you need that to happen in order for this team to win, yes.
I would think low probability just because he doesn't have many 3-sack or more games this
right.
season.
He has three.
However, that's still a low amount of games relative to how many, you know, it's what, 20% of his games, so it's a 1 in 5 chance. But I actually don't think you have to have 3 sacks if you're Watt. I think it's the hurries and the pressure mm-hmm. and the stuff that gets Mahomes scrambling in a way he doesn't want to be scrambling. Because that's what the Bucs really did last year, Arthur. They only sacked him 3 times. They pressured him, like a counted pressure,
yep.
21 times, almost 40% of his snaps.
No, absolutely, man. He was uncomfortable. He was flustered, and it forced him into some bad throws as well. So, absolutely.
Donnie, 3-sack game. You think it's in the cards for T.J. Watt?
I'll say no to the 3-sack game, but 2 sacks and 1, if not both, forcing a fumble.
Ooh, okay.
His 3 sacks were all in Steelers wins, or 3 sacks or more games. The Cleveland in Week 17, we just saw that. The first Baltimore game and the Monday nighter against Chicago. Do I think he can look like the guy from the Browns game and the one where he makes the big play at the end of the Ravens, the 2-point try? I do think he can do that. I don't think that that's a
What's
stretch.
What's the common thread, though, in those 3 3-sack or more games, though? The Bears, horrible mm-hmm. line. The Browns had poor James Hudson.
Yeah.
Well,
going
poor,
up against
this
them.
Guy's a journeyman
I know,
third stringer,
I know.
Chris.
Hold on. I know Wiley is, but they also know how weak he is at that position because they saw it bear out in the Super Bowl. The rest of their line is pretty good. That is where I'm saying the difference is. He has a massive individual advantage, but when it's just one guy you're trying to scheme for, if you're the Chiefs to protect, most good schemers can do that.
I would agree with that right there.
All right, next one. At least 2 Chiefs turnovers, Arthur Motes, as part of the formula.
Yes, I would say it's a higher probability because okay. we're talking about interception. That's not too far-fetched. Barring a penalty last time they matched up, and Keller Witherspoon has an interception. To ask T.J. Watt to get a forced fumble on a strip sack, that's not out of the equation either. So, yeah, I definitely think there's a higher probability of
Malzi?
That.
The Chiefs have 1-2 turnover game since Thanksgiving. They have 3 turnovers total since the calendar turned to December. I'm going to say it's pretty low probability, and I would tell you this. It's extremely necessary for the Steelers to get turnovers in this game to have a chance, and probably unforced error style ones where the Chiefs just give it away, basically, like bad turnovers where the Steelers don't pressure. I would argue with you that the biggest factor in this game, besides just Mahomes' existence, that makes me not feel good about it from the Steelers' perspective is that the Chiefs of the early season, who were giving the ball away left and right, they are gone now, and they have been replaced by a much more disciplined team.
Donnie?
I think it has to happen for it to even be a close game, so I'll go with the 2 turnovers.
They average 1.5 a game, and Chris is right that most of them happen early in the season, but remember, to Arthur's point, Alex Highsmith had a strip sack in this game. The ball shot up in the air, and I think the guard, Tooney, recovered
absolutely.
It. I mean, so they did some of the things that were necessary in that game. It's just the luck, the flip of the coin went to the Chiefs in the first game. So I do
so
think
you're
they
telling
get
me
two.
It's not as far-fetched. Okay.
All right, the next one, defensive touchdown. Take one of those plays and turn it into a tutty.
Low probability. I'm not feeling that at all.
Malzi?
Yeah, I would argue pretty low probability.
Donnie?
I don't think it happens. I'll just be satisfied if they can force a couple.
All right, clean sweep. Yeah. Najee Harris, 150 total yards. This is on the checklist of what the Steelers need to do to upset the Chiefs. 150 from Najee, Arthur.
We are going to need that, but I say low probability. He's leaking oil. Obviously, he hadn't practiced the first 2 days. We're waiting to see the report for today's practice. But knowing that he's coming into the game a little bit less than, you know, his best self at this stage in the season, and knowing how the Chiefs are going to play them, they're going to account for him. They're going to focus on him because he is the Steelers' best chance for offensive success. So knowing that, yeah, I don't think the 150 total offense yards from him is going to happen.
I would say extremely low probability. Pop quiz, anybody else who cheats and looks at Football Reference like I do for these questions? How many 150 yards from scrimmage games do you think he's had this year?
Maybe one or two.
One. He had 188 yards rushing against the Browns. He had that huge game. He's had a couple games where he has gotten close, Pony. He's been in the 140s a couple of times. 142 against Denver. Almost at 140 against Detroit in the tie. But he has broken 150 yards from scrimmage one time this year. So I say extremely low probability of happening just based on that. And I do think they need him to dominate the ball and help them dominate time of possession, Donnie, and sustain drives on third down.
I'm going to say no to this one. I don't know if it's necessarily him getting stuffed in the run game, but if Ben has Juju back, that'll provide a safety blanket that he hasn't had in that short pass game since he left. So Najee may
Ray
not
Ray?
Be sure.
I'm wow. kidding.
But
I'm
Ray kidding. Ray had but, the clutch catches
but
last
but
week.
But Najee will be counted upon.
He's putting it out to the curb.
Crazy. If it wasn't for Ray Ray, we're not even in this position right now. Wow.
I am going to say no because I'm trying to think, do they try to just run him straight ahead and do it that way, which against the Chiefs the last time it was like, let's pitch it to him and see if we can get him to the outside.
I think they're going to be more inclined to run it ahead because they've got Hassenauer. I do think they're going to get a better interior push, or they're not going to get pushed back a lot.
No, I think they have the ability to do that, but are the plays going to get called that way? I can't sit here and put a big smiley face on that.
What's weird is, though, you're saying, like, are the plays going to get called that way? And yet you've also been, I think we've all been, on board with the idea of let Ben kind of do his thing this game. Well, if you do that, you might not get a bunch of runs from Najee Harris. You might have a lot of short pass routes for Najee Harris.
All right, next one. The Steelers have to hit on a trick play in this game, Arthur. Something outside
man.
The box.
Don't tell me we start with this flea flicker again. Isn't that what got us in trouble last time we played them? The flea flicker?
I think
the
they were starting to get in big trouble but it made it a lot worse.
Yes, so
but you know, like an onside kick to start the game, a fake punt.
Man, I hate it. I don't want any trickeration from us, but I will say high probability because they understand the stakes are high. I just don't like when we get gimmicky. That's my
low probability because of it happening. Because I think the Chiefs are going to be on high alert for that.
Oh, actually,
they know.
Yeah. And I was going to say, yeah, are you saying in terms of this, it happening in terms of the attempt or them successfully
completing
it?
The idea is they get something like...
Okay, yeah. Super low completion of the trick play. I thought you were just saying, are we going to see a trick play?
I think it's low probability. And I also, I would say that a more realistic thing that they're going to need to do in this game, the Chiefs love to play that press man coverage on the outside. They love to challenge you. That's why the short passes were so bad against them. They need a couple Joe Flacco forget-me-nots in this game. Chuck it downfield. I'm serious. Chuck it downfield.
The corners get called for PIs.
The 2019-2020.
Right. The Joe Flacco offense. And guess what? What did Starkey pop out of here before he left and say?
The refs like to call PIs, the ones that are
specifically,
signed to this game.
Specifically, the refs that are on this game have called a lot of penalties on the home team in games they've refereed.
Oh, that's a real inside football stat. Where do you think he got
this.
That from? Bill Barnwell?
I don't know. He claimed he only has one Barnwell article that he's read all year.
Do they hit on a trick play in this game?
Not unless Ken Wisenhunt and Antoine Randall-El walk through the door on Sunday night.
Is the jet sweep considered
what
a trick
like
play?
A two,
no,
what if,
because everybody knows the Steelers love to do it, Arthur.
What about if they have like a gimmicky little two-point conversion? Like, say the game is close and they get like, remember the Trubisky
the little
one?
Flip
we just,
pass. What about the little flip pass they do?
Like, yeah, just like an odd-looking, obvious,
see,
unusual
a trick
play.
On that would be like they score a touchdown and they do like a fake
field goal for
like
two.
Go swing and gate. Go swing and gate formation. Everybody on one side and the kicker by himself.
I will make a prediction. I think we will see them, not just because the score says you have to do it late in the game, I think we'll see them try a surprise onside kick.
What if they defer and kick off and just do it right then there?
I think they're going to do something like that in this game.
I mean, the last time I remember in a huge playoff game, and I'm sure there are other ones I'm forgetting, Pony, a team go with a surprise onside kick, they won the Super Bowl. The Saints
and Colts. Yep. All right, here's the last one. By the way, I...
Wait, Cowher went for one in 95 against the Cowboys, did he not?
Yeah,
but
the Saints-Colts game is more recent than that.
No, I know, but I'm also thinking, he went for one too.
Yeah.
So did both of those happen in the Super Bowl then?
Yeah.
By the way, I actually do think they're going to hit on it.
On an onside kick?
I think they're going to steal a possession that way, yep. Okay. All right, next one, the last one. Big Ben produces what you would call three high-quality NFL throws in the second half. Like, big time, that's a big play by the quarterback.
20-plus yards downfield, right on the money.
That's not like a dink or dunk or like...
Now, I was about to say, what's the yards you talking about? Because you could throw a 10-yard in this NFL throw.
Okay.
Arthur, let's do this. It's third and nine, he throws it 10 yards,
he threads the needle.
Let's quantify it this way, Arthur. Three passes from him in the second half that make you get up off of your couch or wherever you're watching the game and kind of go, damn.
Okay.
And not damn, he threw it to the other team again. That's his third interception. Damn, what a great play.
I was like, I know you're thinking that.
Only you would need it.
Only you
that.
Would go there. But for me, I would say yes, because in order for them to win, they're going to have to be close. But we know if it's close, he's going to have to make some of these throws. And we've seen him at least make one or two of them. Even last week, we saw him do that. So I will say, okay, I need a question right here.
Uh-oh. Point of
the
order.
The throw last week to Ray McCloud, it wasn't anything spectacular, but it was very impactful. And I'm sure everybody got up their seat and was like, yo! But in all reality, it was only, what, a 7-yard pass right across
Here's
the middle?
Here's why I give him credit for that.
I need to know.
He changed his arm angle to get around Campbell. So even though it looked ugly, what he did mechanically to make the ball get there, I give him credit for, yes. So I would count
that
one.
So if we're classifying that type of stuff as well, then yes, I do think he makes three of those throws in the second half.
Chris?
I think he does, but I think it's because they're trailing by a lot.
Oh, my God. So then you're not even going to look at him that way because you'll just be like,
good throws are still good throws.
Of course Mosey would go that route. Come on,
just
now.
Trying to be honest.
Garbage time beauties.
Well, Pony's talked about he's Mr. Fourth Quarter, Mr. Final 15 Minutes, while neglecting the fact that much of that good work has been done when they've been down three scores or more.
We're not neglecting that fact because you're making sure that you jam it in after I finish my point. You make sure that that gets on the air, so it's not getting neglected at all.
Well, I think we got to be honest brokers on this show.
Donnie? Well, at the same time, though, he has done it enough. Otherwise, they would not be in this position.
Great point.
So for all the Justin Herbert lovers out there, all the Carson Wentz supporters out there, any other team
that you
think...
I don't think there are many of those Carson Wentz supporters out there.
No, because they don't... Wentz ain't getting it like how 7 gets it at times this season. So for all of those people out there, direct all that negativity that way because they clearly did not do enough to even be in this position where 7 has.
Will he make three high-quality NFL throws in the second half?
Second half alone, I'll say no. I'll say for the full game, yes.
I'm going to say yes. I am.
I hope it's not just three throws total in the second half or just three in general in the whole game.
My fear is that the guy on the other side is going to
make more than three. If he attempts three passes in the second half, Arthur, I will be thrilled because it will mean the Steelers have somehow gotten a huge lead and are trying to run out the clock.
We just came clean in great detail brought to you by GetGo. Coming up next, and you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, Jim Colony, Steelers insider, will tell you if Najee Harris and Juju are going to play.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real life magic for guests. This guy is everywhere. All knowing, great sources, always entertaining. Jim Colony, 93.7thefan.com, at Steelers practice today. And he has the answer to the pertinent question on the minds of so many Steelers fans: will Juju Smith-Schuster play Sunday night?
I think he will.
What makes you think that he will, Jim?
Can't tell you. I just think that he will.
So you're erring on the side of not committing, then, it sounds like, a Jim Colony practice report violation.
That's pretty much it. I've got a story going up on the website, might be up there already, where I can't tell you what I saw. Mike Tomlin did not speak today, did yesterday. You know, you talked about it with Jeff, and Jeff had a story yesterday about it. And Mike Tomlin acknowledged his existence. Yes, it would seem like it's just way too soon for him to be able to play in a game. But I just have a feeling that he is going to play Sunday. I don't know if it's going to do him any good or not. You know, you'll hear with the three guys we talked to after practice today were T.J. Watt and Najee Harris and Akello Witherspoon. And they all had nice things to say about, he was out on the field, and it's just nice to have him bring the energy, which, you know, Tomlin talked about that yesterday. And so did Deontay Johnson, you know, who claimed he was surprised, because this to me came out of nowhere that all of a sudden here he is on the practice field. And, you know, his teammates are pretty excited about it. And if I had to pick yes or no, I would say that, yes, he will play on Sunday.
Pony?
I would say, based on what you've seen, what percentage of Juju are we going to see in terms of 100% Juju, 90% Juju? Can you answer that, or is that a violation as well?
I see, Arthur. You're a little new in this the media side of this thing, but you're slick. You're trying to get me booted out of practice, which there may not be. There may not be another one, depending on how.
There might not be another one, so if now wasn't the time for a practice report violation, when would there be one?
No, I can't tell you Arthur, I can't tell you what I saw, but I can tell you what his teammates saw, which is, you know, a guy who is just out there, bringing energy, and I guess I have to leave it at that.
Some of those guys you're referring to seem to intimate that he was on the field with them, meaning if we're talking about Deontay Johnson, that means he was not on a scout team or backup offense, that he was out there with them, if you catch my drift.
If as T.J. Watt said today, Deontay put it best. We're just going to have to leave it at that. I do have to leave it at that. I'm stunned, from this whole thing coming out of nowhere, and that it's a, you know, to me, like I said, if I had to pick one way or another, I would be, you know, pretty, you know, I'm not going to bet Nick Wright, whatever the hell he wants to bet, that he's going to play, but if I had to go one way or another, like I said, I would go that way.
Jim,
hit me with another violation question.
Najee.
Yeah, Jim, what can you tell us? What do you think of? Well, no, I'll just say this. Najee, full participant, listed as questionable. What do you think we see on Sunday night? Najee Harris in the backfield or a Benny Snell football edition of the Steelers?
No, it's going to be Najee. And I know his status is questionable. I was interested after what I saw, which I can't tell you what I saw, whether or not he was going to be listed as full or limited, especially given that he had not practiced the last 2 days. But he was listed as a full participant, and he got plenty of work. That's what full participation is. And so I would think, you know, will you see Benny Snell? You probably will, and, you know, he'll probably get a carry or two or maybe three, But I would imagine that as long as he's up to it, you know, that's the key. And Najee talked about this. He's actually been, it sounds like he's been pretty lucky over the course of his career in terms of playing, you know, of getting hurt. But he did say today that he's been through it before, just not this year. This was the first time this year. But as you guys know, Arthur, you well know at this point, you know, is 100% is what in like 80%. If you're 100%,
absolutely,
that means you're 80% of what you would have been, say, back in September. So as long as his, and he seems like he's pretty tough. You know, they tried to put a brace on him. He didn't like it. They talked about that during the game. During the game last week, he said to heck with this. Basically, he talked about it today. You know, good. No, I can't hang on to the football with a brace. So if I'm going to get back in there, we need to tape it up. And then I don't know if they waited until they absolutely had to go back to him. It seems like they did. But then how many plays? What did he make? Three plays, including that ridiculous catch. That if he doesn't go back into the game, the Steelers aren't getting ready for another one this week. There's no question, and they need him out there, and I'm sure that he'll okay. that he'll try to play. It would take a lot for him to not play.
Now, Jim, I had another question going back to the Juju situation. Now, when you answered the question, you were obviously answering it based on what the players has said, and obviously what you are allowed to speak on. But
right.
based on you as a person, if you were in control of the decision to play him or not Sunday, what would you do?
Ooh, I like this twist.
That's actually pretty good, Arthur. I like that. Let me put it this way. Based on his participation, and as we all know, participation is our guide.
I thought you were supposed to let your conscience be your guide.
No, participation is our guide, and the week will speak. And so what the week is saying is that he was cleared medically to participate in practice. And, well, I mean, even in the middle of the season, a Friday is basically a glorified walkthrough. Maybe today was a little bit more than that, but there's no contact out there. He's not getting hit by anybody. And all it takes is, you know, just – and if he does play – the Chiefs know where the injury is, and he's going to get hit there as a matter of course, especially if he's asked to block. And that's why, if he does play, I'll be curious to see if they pick his spots. But Arthur, to answer your question, I'm going to give you the coach speak question. Was if the doctors say that he's okay to go and the player says he's okay to go, then yes, I would play him.
All right, the last one. This is the real hot seat for Jim Colony, who's covered the Steelers all year long. He's been our eyes and ears, and sometimes a person who was willing to break the rules to give us the information we needed on this show to cover the Steelers the best we can. The one that will really come to define Jim's year as a Steelers reporter, this insight will speak to us and show us that he is the best reporter who covers the Steelers. Who
Jeff is, but...
will be the Steelers punter Sunday night, Jim?
I don't know, but it better be Waitman. Is this a practice report violation? I didn't see either guy today.
That's another Jim Colony practice report violation.
I like when Jim just makes it overtly clear that he wants us to play the damn sounder.
Does Jim Colony think that they will use a trick play on Sunday night?
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry, what?
Does Jim Colony think that the Steelers will use a trick play Sunday night?
What, you mean like give Derek Watt more than a couple of snaps?
Sure.
Let me put it this way. There will be a play. I do say that there will, by our definition of a trick play of the Steelers, there will be. And, Arthur, I agree with that flea flicker nonsense. You can't pull off a flea flicker. You know, the only way a flea flicker works in my mind is if you've got a running back. If Najee's ripping off 5-6 yards a clip, okay, then you fake, you know, you give it to him and the defense bites up. And a flea flicker would work against the Steelers. The way they run defense, there will be a play on Sunday night. I don't know if it'll work, but there'll be a play where Steeler fans are going like, they'll go, "Holy crap! I can't believe they did that."
What, score a touchdown before halftime?
Well, that could be it, Chris, and maybe it'll be a play like a play along those lines. So I don't know, and it'll take. I heard you run down that laundry list of what the NFL Network Kyle Brandt did this morning. You know, maybe about half of those things are realistic of happening. And by half, I mean, like, for example, T.J. Watt getting two sacks. I think three is a bit ambitious against Mahomes. But you know, some of those things that they mentioned, I think the Steelers can
do. All right, last one, Jim. What is the official Colony prediction on this game?
I knew you were going to go there. I picked the Steelers this morning. That was against the spread. So to me, that it's not like that's a no-brainer, but I'm going with it. I just have a feeling that just personally, just that would kind of make things, I don't know, it would mess things up a little bit if the Steelers win. And I somehow, I just have a feeling they're going to. But
okay, give it to
that,
us. What is it?
Hmm?
All right.
The score?
Yeah, what's the score?
If the Steelers are going to win, it has to be the Chiefs have to score.
Not
30,
if.
So.
What do you think is going to happen? Final score.
Well, quite honestly, I think Kansas City's going to win, but I'm going to predict the Steelers win 27-24.
If that's not hedging your bet, holy cow, man.
What? I think the Chiefs are going
to
win.
I got the Chiefs to win, but the Steelers, like, what?
I'm just, my brain is hurting after that.
What? What?
All right, guys, you want a prediction? I think the Chiefs win. Steelers 27-24.
Isn't that very pop of me?
Jim, what's for dinner tonight?
I'm sorry?
What's for dinner?
Some kind of meatball tortellini soup. It's a new recipe. Oh.
Ooh, you say that like it's just a common thing. Oh, yeah, just some kind of old meatball tortellini soup.
Read Jim at 937thefan.com. Thank you, Jim.
Sure.
On Dealers. Arthur Motes was in Kansas City and won a playoff game 5 years ago. Saturday is the anniversary of that game. Sunday, can the Steelers turn back the clock, go to the scene of the crime, and win their first playoff game in 5 years and topple and knock off the back-to-back AFC champion Chiefs? Arthur Motes, your official prediction and MVP of the game.
Oh, this is easy, because today I'm picking as a Pittsburgh Steelers alumni. So that means I'm full black and gold glasses. So 27-24, Pittsburgh Steelers, T.J. Watt is my MVP. 2.5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles as well.
The same exact prediction as Colony.
Well, not really, because Jim said that the Chiefs would win and then said
yes.
Steelers
same score.
27, Chiefs
this is
24.
True. Same score. Give me a low-key, under-the-radar guy who you think is going to contribute in a big way.
Would you say that's a nice spy pony?
Ray McCloud.
He's not under the radar anymore. He's getting 10 targets a game.
Stop it. We don't expect productivity from Ray in that sense.
I think Ben does. That's why he keeps throwing him the
ball. He's the only one. He's the only one that expects that.
Well, that's a pretty important one.
But I will say this. Not in the offensive side of the ball. When I'm talking about Ray having an impact, having a surprise play in the return.
Ooh,
absolutely.
That would go a long way.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's how they upset the Bills.
Yes, it
block,
is.
Block punt for a touchdown. Something
special
happens
teams,
in special
man.
Teams.
When it's a close game or when it's a game where, you know, you don't have all the guns to match the other team's guns, sometimes it's how you steal a possession or two, man. You got to get that special teams going, and I think Ray can do something.
There you have it. Arthur Motes, Steelers 27, Chiefs 24. Arthur, talk again on Tuesday, getting everybody ready for Steelers-Titans.
Let's go.
There you go. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, Route 19, South Hills. Low of 17. Coming up next, Ryan Clark. He could not bring himself to predict the Steelers on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.